It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week with James, I discussed the party's recent media controversies, including the attack ad on Simon Bridges that was recently put out and was hastily taken down from the official Green Party Instagram. We also talk about last week's spring edition of the Green Party members magazine, Te Awa, which included a transphobic article. I talked to James Shaw about how these media publications reflect on the Green Party and what the party is doing to address these issues. We've just in the newsroom come across some posts on Twitter regarding an article in the most recent publication of Te Awa regarding an article that perpetuates a number of transgender myths. Your co-leader Marama Davidson has apologised for this article being published on Twitter, and I was just interested to hear what your thoughts are on this.
Yeah, so Te Awa is a magazine that was set up many years ago to provide a sort of an independent voice around Green Party activities. So it's not an official publication of the caucus, and so on. So it has a separate editorial board and all that kind of jazz. And so the idea behind it was that it would promote kind of debate and sort of offer third party views on kind of general green issues, including actually what we are doing in caucus. So occasionally, publishes critical articles about what we're doing in Parliament as well. And I think in this case, what happened was, an article was submitted that's caused some offence, and so because people don't easily distinguish between an independent magazine that's got our logo on it and official Green Party policy, that's caused a bit of consternation.
So I understand that it's sort of a separate entity to the Green Party's caucus itself, but are you concerned that the Green Party is platforming an anti-trans voice, and is there any plan to address this?
Yeah, and I mean, that's what Marum is sort of alluding to in her, the posts that she's put up on social media saying, essentially apologising that a Green Party platform was used for that purpose. This only kind of happened very late last week, so we haven't had a chance yet to look at, what would happen about it, but it's certainly something that we're working on.
So, like I said, I saw this on social media. I'd like to talk a little bit about the role that social media is playing now and will play heading up into the elections for politicians and political parties. So what role do you think that social media will play for politicians or does play for politicians today?
Well, it's huge. In the time that I've been campaigning, which is about 10 years, at every election cycle, it becomes more and more important, or a larger part of the landscape, if you like, to the point where actually people are choosing to campaign primarily over social media and foregoing more traditional methods like door knocking or putting up billboards or distributing paper leaflets and things like that. And at the same time, the social media platforms are becoming more sophisticated. So, for example, the use of video is far more important this election cycle than it was at the previous election cycle, and so on. So, every political party has a kind of a social media team who both create content but also try to keep abreast of those developments as the platforms themselves change and mutate.
So is that how social media works at the Green Party? Is there a team of people working for the Green Party that work on social media? And who has the final say on your Twitter, Instagram, everything posts?
Yeah, so we do. We have a couple of staffers whose job it is to stay on top of that and to produce material for it. And it depends a little on who has the final say. So each MP, of course, has their own account and they will have the final say on that, and most MPs do most of their own posts. Some of us get a bit of support sometimes. Obviously, if you see a picture of me delivering a speech and the photo's taken from the back of the room, clearly I didn't take the photo. so um, because that would involve some kind of magic. so we have that kind of thing, that kind of support around as well. But some of us are better at it than others. Like if you look at Chloe Swarbrick, for example, you know, she's kind of probably got about as many followers as John Key ever had, and you know, does kind of pretty much most of her own work. Some of us older people who aren't necessarily digital natives aren't quite as instinctive users, shall we say.
Now, this is just a link back to what we were talking about before. So what about the Simon Bridges attack ad that was posted a few weeks ago, and now with the article in Te Awa, which I know is more sort of mainstream media, but when posts like these are made on social media or in mainstream media that are linked to the Green Party, it reflects badly on the party. And are you concerned about this and how...
And it's something, and I mean, I think all political parties have got this right, which is you can have now the way that social media works is that you can have someone who might be a member of the party, they might have been a former candidate or something like that, but, you know, may or may not be necessarily directly involved now, who can say something that can be quite damaging because people will associate it with the party itself. The thing about the magic of social media, of course, is it's this, you know, when it's at its best, it's really a democratic distributed platform that, you know, people can kind of get involved and, you know, you can hear this multitude of voices. But the downside risk is it actually does become quite a lot harder to kind of maintain your messaging and your brand under those circumstances, because rather than just having, you know, a couple of channels, which are the official kind of voice of the party, you can have, you know, 1,000 voices who are all attributable in some way, and that does make life more complicated.
And now, I know you said before that there's still going to be discussions about how you plan to address the article in Te Awa, but I mean, I can imagine there was a lot of discussion about the attack ad. Is this sort of going to be something that's linked in together, and there's going to be a discussion about how your social media is checked off and made sure that you're not going to be publishing anything that would offend anybody or would come across as sort of non-Green Party policy?
Yes, although to some extent you just have to treat things as a bit of a case-by-case basis, you know, because things kind of pop up and because there are so many platforms and so many people on them, there is an element of kind of just firefighting that by definition has to occur. I mean, the thing about the ad that we put up on Simon's kind of misinformation campaign about the clean car discount, I signed off on that, right? So that came from our parliamentary accounts. You know, we did the work on it. I signed off on it. So that, you know, you can argue I got my judgment wrong about that, but I was actually in control of that, whereas the Te Awa thing, you know, is I don't have much control over. So then we're in this kind of thing where, because that's the non-parliamentary party who have got to take responsibility for that. So then you end up in this conversation with them saying, look, you know, can we have a think about how these things reflect on the broader party? And I think that is just the nature of modern politics, right? That these things kind of move very, very quickly, and they get fed by algorithms. And when you get these pile-ons, that then kind of metastasizes and it goes international, and then you get the trolls piling on, and, you know, it can get quite out of control.
And I mean, I know you can say that it's particularly with the Te Awa article that it is part of the broader party, not the parliamentary party. But you people that are in parliament are the people that are the figureheads of the party, and that people see as the Green Party. So yeah, I can imagine that.
Which is precisely the problem. is that we then get associated with something that we don't necessarily want to be associated with. So yeah, that's right. So it is something that we need to kind of work through. But like I said, these things kind of happen continuously all the time to every political party. And we're all still kind of learning about how to live in this kind of social media world, given that it is a constantly evolving beast itself.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.